Welcome to Bravo Breakdowns, your podcast study guide for reality TV. Every Thursday, we cover an entire season of brawling, boozing, and romance, and skip all the boring parts where everyone is getting along. Whether you've never seen an episode or you're a Bravo scholar, we're here to break it down for you.
These girls are having a breakdown. Bravo Breakdowns. These girls are going insane now. Bravo Breakdown.
But I have been like watching a lot more like Alex Baskin footage and reading more interviews because like I've read The Art of War and it's like Know Thy Enemy.
Did he write that?
He's not smart enough to be. He's no Sun Tzu, honey.
Vanderpump Rules and The Valley. You know,
he's the showrunner also of Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
Yeah.
Doesn't it all make sense now why all these shows are in the toilet?
He wrote The Art of War. No, The Valley's not in the toilet, is it?
No, The Valley's fantastic. But I don't know if he's showrunner of The Valley. Like, it's his production company, 32 Flavors.
Yeah, like somehow Lisa Vanderpump is a producer, but I think she's not involved. But, like, I think she probably signed a contract with Bravo. Like, if we ever do spinoffs, like, she gets, you know, producer credit.
Speaking of which, I have seen the first three episodes of Vanderpump Villa.
You're so sick.
I was optimistic, you know.
What? I was, no. You know why I was like, this is a total flop. It's not even on Peacock. Like, it's on Hulu.
Yeah, and that's rough. Yeah, the state of the union there. No, it's like they clearly. What annoys me is they're always trying to do a Jackson Stassi. Like, clearly Dana and Max were supposed to be Jackson Stassi when they brought them on like season 9, and then they have like a guy who looks like Dave Bautista, like he's not cute at all, but he's an asshole and he like fucks a lot of girls, and then like a blonde girl, and mm-hmm. it's like, guy, like they should be farming talent for next season of Vanderpump Rules because the show is falling apart and everyone's leaving for the Valley. They should be cultivating new stars, but instead it's like a shitty half below deck, but then like Lisa's there so no one can fuck up that badly. It's just like it doesn't know what it wants to be.
Yeah, like is it a restaurant?
It's like a chateau.
Is it like an Airbnb with staff?
Yes. It's like an Airbnb in Paris. And it's like, why would you want to go to the countryside when you're in Paris and like mm-hmm. stay far away from everyone and like hang out with all these drunks? Like it does. And they like the staff, like it's not like below deck. Like even below deck is a higher quality of service. Like they're all like taking shots and like hanging out and talk. Like they have three servers to each table. Mm-hmm. Like it just, it's like Sir in a castle. It's, yeah. I don't know. Well, there was not enough vision.
Actually, that sounds good. Like, as not as a viewer, but like as like someone, like when I go on vacation, like
true, yeah.
Like I would love to be in a chateau with like staff that are entertaining to watch, and like also like Paris. Like, what am I supposed to do there? Eat good food and go to a museum? It's like, ugh. Fine.
Yeah, especially if you're not like, you know, a wino. Then
I know it's like, actually, oh. Look at this little cafe. I can't order anything from because I don't speak the language. And
people are mean to you, I've heard. Like, not all of France, but Parisians are. Yeah. I saw an Emily in Paris.
Yeah, I saw the first season, and that's a show, okay?
No, that's a show.
That's a show. And now we said
Vanderpump Villa wishes.
Actually, do you remember Bravo, I think, tried doing a sort of Emily in Paris type show? I think it was, like, on, like, a year ago. Like, Girls in Paris.
Girlfriends in Paris. Yeah.
What the fuck was that?
I don't... Everybody really thought that they would be able to capitalize on the success. Like, podcasts covered it and stuff. But it was so
what
boring.
What was it about?
I think it was about real girlfriends in Paris.
But a girlfriend of what?
I think of Paris guys.
Oh, okay. Like Frenchmen.
Yeah, maybe. Or like they were girlfriends with each other, like the show girlfriends. We're all girlfriends.
Okay, but like not women of color, not in New York City.
No.
But like wealthy American girls wanting to live some sort of fantasy.
Yeah, basically.
Okay.
So it never took off. I don't know why.
I'm going to watch that, and then I'm going to watch all of Après Ski, and then it's going to be
après ski.
Shut up, Lauren. I'm not even getting into it. It was a show on Bravo, literally about like I guess like a restaurant or like bar, like where you go after you like ski.
Okay, that sounds promising.
It wasn't bad.
Like, especially if it's kind of 80s throwback vibes and, like, there's a lot of, like, class struggles and stuff. Like,
no.
Oh, okay. Again, they don't have enough concept behind this shit. They need to, like, more clear concepts. That's what, that's when they thrive.
They don't even need a clear concept. Just give me a broken person to watch on TV.
Yeah, right. Give me a cluster B personality disorder and it's sitting pretty. Speaking of which, we have to talk a little bit about the Valley. And God, Jesse, he has such a big reality TV career ahead of him if he doesn't get arrested for domestic violence.
Where has he been? How has this person not been on TV before? Like, it's insane to me. This man.
He's got it, baby. He's vile.
He's like, outjaxed Jax somehow. That fucking dinner scene. Also, number one, pronouncing Capri as Capri, Capri was wild to me. His wife being like, oh, at this party, blah, blah, blah. And then him being like, it's not a party. It's sophisticated.
And his wife hating him so much that she says she's not attracted to him on camera.
Yeah, okay. You and I have always been in agreement about how much we despise, like, any camera, or not, like, any therapist that would be on camera.
Yes.
But this I'll give a pass to because
he was great.
No, he's, like, he's not a therapist. He's, like, a coach.
And he's the only guy Cam pointed out, because Cam actually is into the Valley now after your TikTok.
I can't believe that.
He pointed out, he was like, only, like, this guy, this asshole Jesse, the only person he would listen to is, like, a super jacked, handsome, bald guy. So that's who they have to bring.
Okay, Jesse wearing those flip-flops, like, bothered, like, it was just insane. But he's such good TV, Lauren, and I'm sorry, I can't help it. But yeah, the dinner party from hell, like...
Already has this is okay. This I'm gonna say it. This is the best Bravo new season launch since Salt Lake City.
It's so
exciting.
It's so exciting. Oh, cause, also because like he's trying to sell this home.
Yes.
It's like shushing his wife while having a conversation about like how he wants to defend his wife. He's like, "Let me speak," and then she starts talking, and he's like,
he says, "Shut the fuck up."
Hand up, like it was a little fucking scary, but Zach's reaction is a gif. I need
oh my god, I love it. The twirling the cup.
The confessional with Zach, where he's talking about like you just can't be a Republican, in LA.
Social suicide
was his confessional.
And you know what the crazy thing is also that makes this fight so great is like no one was really trying to make TV. I really think everyone was coming from a place of like Janet, I think is really normal and was trying to protect like the two queer cast members.
Yeah, she's an attorney. Like
she's so normal. She and Jason are so normal and they kind of hold down the fort. And then Kristen really has this warped sense of justice where she believes you have to say everything that has been said about someone to someone's face on camera, and that's the right thing to do.
Well, then, okay, because, like, when Jesse was like, hey, like, the only person who's actually lost their job because being racist is you.
And she's like, is that true? And she's like, yes.
Oh, my God. And then the editing, like, when she's in the confessional and, like, the Kristen Doty, like, canceled fund or whatever. It was
the headlines.
It was. So I'm like, this is so camp. Like, this is so good.
Yes, it's high camp. It's very SLC vibes. Like, it's starting so strong, and I hope it stays
so
strong.
Good. Yeah, and I need like, I'm gonna say it. Like, I need Sheena to join.
Yeah, I think we need some more pros in there. I wouldn't mind if Lala joined. I'm gonna say
I wouldn't mind if Lala joined. I have to have Sheena around these people.
Yes. Like, I want Sheena and Brooke's marriage to implode on camera on the Valley season 3. Like that's my wish.
I want Rob to come back.
Rob to come back. The dream. It does seem like he carries a torch for her. He's always talking about her in the press.
He has to. And she's always talking about John Mayer.
The bitch had the receipts. I mean, she's talked about this for so many years. The fact that he would, like, try to deny it is...
And also, like, John Mayer's best friends with Andy Cohen. Like, John Mayer, shut the fuck up. Like, Andy Cohen employs this woman, Sheena. Like, you need to just relax.
Yeah, exactly. So he probably, maybe it was like Andy got jealous, and that's why.
John Mayer was like very famous for a long time for just publicly talking about his sex life with like very famous women.
Yeah, like Jessica Simpson, he like ruined her life. He destroyed her.
And do you remember he like did that interview with Playboy? I'm really aging myself. He did an interview with Playboy where he said that like he is like not sexually attracted to like black women. Like
he said my dick is racist. My dick is like Adolf Hitler.
He said I have a David Duke dick.
Yeah. Oh.
Jesus Christ. He's mad that Sheena's like I had sex with him. Like shut up, John Mayer.
Yeah. You reap what you sow.
Dumbass. Your body is not a wonderland. Sheena's is, and you were so lucky.
Yes, and that's why every single guy in the Vanderpump Rules cast has made a pass at Sheena, as she proudly announced on the last episode. In front of Brock.
Oh, Brock's like, oh my god. You know, because Brock, you're a piece of shit, and not even the type of piece of shit who makes great TV. A la Jesse, a la Jax.
Yeah, he's just there for the gays, honestly.
Do you notice all of his like high-heeled boots?
Yes, boots. Actually,
no, his boots.
I like that.
Like, in the after show,
women, you know,
I do too.
Boots. Yeah,
I don't mind it, but I do mind the way he speaks to his mother-in-law.
I do not like him as a person. Yeah. Oh, also, we have to print another retraction to the students. Brock, last episode we said he was from Australia. He is in fact a New Zealander who lived in Australia, but everything we said about him not paying child support and his domestic violence charge and his daughter being named Winter and abandoning his kids, that's all true. But he is a Kiwi, not a Australian.
Both great countries.
Yes. Both countries that we're going to cover of the traitors.
Oh, yes.
Maybe not New Zealand. We'll see.
Do they
you guys
want
to hear New Zealand? They do. It's cute. It's like everyone knows each other, so it's like fun because it's like a 50-person country. So couldn't like get 20 people.
It's
know
like
each
the
other.
Rhode Island of countries.
Yes, exactly. There's one hairstylist, Ronnie, who's amazing.
Okay, let's get into this.
We have so much to talk about. Oh my gosh.
I wish we could just talk about Jesse forever.
I know. But it's been, honestly, I've got to say, it's been so marvelous revisiting season 10.
Oh, yes.
Also, The Valley is good. but, like, revisiting season 10 and getting swept up, like, because while Scandoval was happening, we were all, you know, we were on the grind. We were researching. We were, you know, we were like Sheena. We were working hard. We were listening to podcasts.
We had everybody's locations in our phone, even the ones who were having an affair, but we didn't know.
Exactly.
We had no idea.
And so, like, we didn't really get to enjoy because we were too busy watching the season for clues.
Being investigators. But this time watching it again, like, it was just like, it was actually a great season.
It's a fabulous season, only because of Scandoval, though. Like, as a standalone season, this would have been as bad as season nine.
It was better than nine.
But only because of, like, imagine if Schwartz and Raquel kissing was the whole
thing. That's true.
Thing. Ugh. So if you're confused right now, it's hard to imagine that you listen to this podcast and aren't familiar with Scandoval, but basically what happened was 4 episodes into season 10 as it was airing on March 2nd, 2023, Ariana was at a concert for her longtime partner of 9 years, Tom Sandoval's cover band, and was recording him on his phone and saw a FaceTime video where Raquel and Tom were having phone sex. She sent herself the video, texted a screenshot of the video to Raquel and said, "You're dead to me," through text. Raquel got the text right after she and Sheena had guest starred on Watch What Happens Live, the Bravo After Show.
This all happened.
Crazy timing.
Yeah.
Which is like also why we were so tinfoil hat. We're like, is this
like planned?
Is it like the Monica Lewinsky?
I know.
Just kidding. That's real. So Sheena found out and allegedly punched Raquel in the face, and Sheena claimed she just pushed her. Raquel slapped Sheena with a restraining order and pressed assault charges. And all this leaked the next day. Ariana called production. The cameras came back. Mm-hmm. And the cast filmed for the next 2 weeks dealing with the fallout of this happening in their workplace and friend group and just dealing with it all.
And it became like the biggest news story during the time.
Yeah. So it's like not only capturing them dealing with this happening in their friend group, but them all becoming a lot more famous.
A lot more famous. And yeah, people who had never seen the show, never heard of these people were like, what's going on?
Yeah, like A-listers.
The New York Times. Like, it wasn't just where I get my news, like from the New York Post and the Daily Mail. The actual New York Times did an article about Scandoval. And no, I didn't read it because it was behind a paywall. But I know it was there, baby.
So we actually have an interesting story of how we found out. It kind of is like a second 9/11, where it's like, where were you, you know, when you found out? I remember
the date. I hate this story, Lauren. I can't believe you're going to talk.
So funny. I think it speaks more to me than it is you. No, it makes me look like one. Okay. So it was, I remember the day it being March 3rd because I was at my fiance's father's funeral. He had gone on hospice. He'd been approved for hospice, but died before the process began. It was really sad, but it was his time. He was ready. And my mother-in-law wanted to get the funeral done quickly. So she arranged for it that Friday. And while I was giving my eulogy, suddenly my phone was blowing up with texts from who else but Michelle Baber. Lauren, where are you? Emergency. Please text me back. So after the funeral's over and, you know, I'm comforting my, you know, grieving family and my stepson and my fiance and we're driving over to the wake and I get this call from Michelle and I text him like, can I call you back another time? And she says, no. Red alert. Tom and Ariana broke up. He has been sleeping with Raquel for months. And I was like, to my fiance, I was like, babe, I'm sorry. I got to take this. This is something important has happened. I'm sorry for you and all that, but like, I got to deal with this. This is important.
I forgot.
Well, it's funny that she forgot because the week before, this is the story that I think actually speaks ill of you. I'd like come over crying because I was so upset about everything that was happening. And Michelle was like, honey, I know just what'll cheer you up. And she showed me the episode of Bethany Ever After, where her counselor makes her and Jason Hoppe, while their marriage is like falling apart, be on a boat together, mm-hmm. and they almost get shipwrecked and get completely lost.
They get lost at sea.
And it's the most like claustrophobic nightmare, like cringe, like made me physically ill thing. And Michelle's like, don't you feel better? Like, this always puts me at ease.
It does. It's like, wow, it could be so much worse. By the way, if you've never seen that episode of Bethany Ever After, I mean, Lauren has.
I have. It's not for the faint of heart, I will say.
It's the most intense thing. I don't know. What do you mean? Okay, fine. I should have put on like Ren and Stimpy. I don't know.
Well, we watched Cartagena afterwards. That's like meeting in the middle. That helped a lot. Yeah, it turned it around. And you were so you and Jason were both so sweet to like comfort me. And that was like before we were even really good friends. But then we've kind of been best friends ever since. So.
Ever since I interrupted your father-in-law's funeral. But actually, it's not my fault. It's actually Tom Sandoval's fault.
First of all, it was like a moment of levity and like escape, and that's why we watch these shows. Like, that's why you put on Bethany Ever After for me, because like no matter how bad things are, it's like, well, at least I have like a happy normal, we're going through something, and like they're experiencing grief, but like, god, at least, you know, at least I'm
you're
not
lost at
Tom
sea
Sandoval. Yeah, we're lost at sea. Like, that's why it's the whole thesis of this podcast, that these shows help your mental health.
Yeah,
you guys listen, you know.
Yeah, you're not on a boat in Lake Havasu.
Yeah, a nightmare, Lake Havasu. Okay. So yeah, I loved this season, rewatching. How did you feel rewatching?
I loved it. Yeah. And it was, I found it to be like really entertaining, and like Sheena, outside of all of Scandoval, like the Sheena wedding where she like won't let Katie swim in the preferred pool.
Yeah, there were some great.
I mean, like there were some really great Sheena moments, and you know, I did feel bad with like Raquel having like a panic attack or whatever.
But then it's so funny because after that episode, the episode like after, that's when we found out. So everyone felt so bad for Raquel. And then they were like, that bitch had a panic attack and she was fucking Tom Sandoval.
The
like,
face
that's why she was freaking out.
Yeah, the face, like, I mean, we'll get into it, but the face that Tom Sandoval makes when he sees Raquel, who left the trip early.
Yes.
And shows up at boys' night.
Okay, so a lot had happened since season 9. Mm-hmm. Before we start season 10, Tom and Katie finally got divorced.
Yay.
Because of him trying to open Schwartz and Sandy's and like being so absent, I guess. Well, he also like had cheated on her a lot throughout the past 10 years, but it was the final straw. Lala and Rand separated, as she told us on the reunion.
Mm-hmm.
She'd moved out. And Raquel and DJ James Kennedy announced their breakup and ending their engagement on the reunion. And so she is free of James for the first time on the show. She's been living with Sheena and Brock, living with Tom and Ariana, and then finally has gotten her own place. And she's gotten really close with all of them. In fact, Tom Sandoval dressed as her for Halloween as they were all partying together.
Mm-hmm.
And then Instagram rumors also revealed that someone saw Tom and Raquel making out at Coachella.
Mm-hmm.
So everyone assumed Tom Schwartz. So there's been a lot of kind of, you know, rumors.
The rumors, the nastiness.
The nastiness about Schwartz and Raquel. And we'll probably go back and forth between Raquel and Rachel during this episode mm-hmm. because she's changed her name, but it's hard, but it's kind of talking about her past characters. So just bear with us on that. And then James hard launched his cute young new girlfriend, Allie. They started dating a month after him and Raquel broke up, and mm-hmm. he's hopelessly in love.
She's the one.
So this season was supposed to focus on the rise of a young new heroine, Raquel. Mm-hmm. Being young, single, free of James, this was supposed to be kind of like her, you know, hero's journey.
Yes.
And like becoming, you know, a real cast member.
Yes, wearing bikinis and sarongs and heels to pool parties.
Yes, yes. Very pageanty to wear a swimsuit with heels.
Mm.
Or Teresa Giudice. Okay, so first she makes out with Peter.
Mm-hmm.
And then we found out on Raquel's podcast that it was because producers pressured her to.
Yeah, it's literally like a succession of how you have to make out with people on BPR. It starts with Peter. Like,
yes,
Katie did it. Stassi did it. Lisa's probably done it.
Yeah, that's how she got on the show.
She had to make out with Peter. He's just always been there.
Yeah, but this time it's a little different because Raquel dumps him, and then Peter tells Lisa about it, and Lisa's like, no, you can't do that anyway. You're a creep for dating an employee. Mm-hmm. This isn't 2017. The Me Too movement has happened. So, okay, yeah. Now you're on the right side of things.
Mm-hmm.
Got it. So then she decides she has a crush on newly separated Schwartz, and Sheena is also really pushing this mm-hmm. crush to both Schwartz and Raquel, and she asks him to make out, and he says no.
Mm-hmm.
Then Raquel admits to Katie, like a good cast member, mm-hmm. that she likes Schwartz.
And it's so funny the way that she does it, because she does it right after Katie like has invited her on a girls' trip. To be like, she's like, do you want to come with us, you know, to Vegas? And then after Vegas, we're going to Lake Havasu. And Raquel's
single
like,
ladies trip.
I'm so excited to go. Like, thank you. Also, I want to make out with Schwartz.
So Katie is very upset. They'd had an agreement that mm-hmm. He doesn't hook up with anyone in the friend group, which is like code for don't hook up with anyone on the show.
Yeah.
And immediately broke it because you can't trust the guy at all. So then immediately after all of this tension has happened, they have to go on the single ladies trip to celebrate Katie's divorce.
Oh, man.
And Christina Kelly is kind of like Katie's sidekick this season.
Yeah.
And she's like,
she's back
terrifying, boring,
yeah.
doesn't drink because she's pregnant.
Ugh.
The first leg of the trip is to Vegas to promote Lisa Vanderpump's new club in Paris, the mm-hmm. casino.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone is really mad at Raquel for trying to make out with Tom. And Katie's mom is in Vegas, and
oh
they
my
make
God.
Her tell Katie's mom.
Mom, the story. That was insane to me. And like Katie's mom had to like sit here and like sit there and like listen to it. And like she's like on her daughter's like divorce party trip for this. And like then here's like this like random like 20 something year old girl like, and your daughter's mad that I like want to make out with her ex-husband.
He's like, huh, Tommy? What's going on?
Like, oh, that's like fucked. That's some real fucked up shit that Katie pulled.
Set up.
I loved it.
I loved it. Yeah. And then Oliver, Garcelle's hot, sober adult son, is working at Lisa's restaurant. Mm. He says he's newly separated.
But is he?
But is he? It's still debatable. Anyway, Lala and Raquel are both attracted to him. But then Oliver asks Raquel to dance. And Lala says, whatever, take him. Yeah. I wasn't going to do anything with him anyways. I'm giving you permission. Because if I was going to try to get him, it would be game over.
Yeah.
And they kiss on the dance floor.
Yeah. It was, he's a hottie.
He's cute. Yeah.
You know, and Lala's like, he's exactly my type. This is exactly who I go for. And then, like, Raquel's like,
Raquel's
the sound of her making out with him.
Yeah, she's a weird on-camera kisser, for sure.
She's done a lot of it this season.
And some off-camera.
I mean, honestly, okay, quick sidebar, though. Like, the mental and physical gymnastics that she had to pull to hide this affair with Tom.
Oh, like, physical gymnastics. She probably had to do cartwheels and, you know, like, spy stuff out of the room. Insanity. Like, when Ariana went to bed.
Insanity. Like, and she's
crawl
like,
down a drain pipe.
Yeah, like, and I've got to, like, make out with this guy on camera. Your best friend. And, like, ruin his, like, whatever's left of his relationship with his ex-wife. Like, what are it's really like it's also hashtag twisted,
and that's what I really want to get into, because I feel like we're trying to move on in the, you know, the new season, but it's like, really, what happened? Whose idea was the kissing Schwartz thing? Was it Santa Claus? So, like,
I think it was like, yeah, like his, yeah, I told you Schwartz was a patsy, like he was just like the fall guy. Because okay, do you remember when, I don't know if I told you this while you were at the funeral or not, but so part of it was like, so Sandoval had his stupid like cover band, whatever. And yes. He would do that song like Schwartz's mom, but then he changed the lyrics to like Schwartz somehow like making out with Raquel. And then he would like scream to the crowd, like, doesn't everybody want Raquel to make out with Schwartz? And like,
whoa.
Yeah.
See, that does make sense to me, because he is like, I feel like he's so stupid, but he is the ideas man between him and
Sandoval.
Schwartz.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, Schwartz is, like, the cunning one who, like, knows how to do it, where he's like, okay, yeah, this is gonna just make Katie look bad. Katie will be the villain of the season. Mm-hmm. Like, you'll totally go under the radar. Mm-hmm. But it seems like it would be Sandoval's idea, which is twisted. Buffoonery. No wonder he got caught.
And, like, yeah, they obviously really did want Katie to be the villain of the season. Not getting invited to Sheena's wedding, still showing up with Christina Kelly.
Yes. So they all are really bullying Rachel on this girls' trip.
Yes.
And Lala was like, I wouldn't trust you around my man. And Rachel says, good thing you don't have a man for me to be around.
Yeah. And then also asks how to use the microwave.
And she's like, is it okay if I put aluminum foil in? And they're like, no. No.
It's like 3 a.m. and Raquel's like really drunk. And like at this point, like no one's on the show is a heavy drinker anymore.
Yeah.
And
Katie barely drinks. Christina's sober because she's pregnant.
But like no one was like really drinking on this Vegas except Raquel. And so she's like trying to like heat up like a chicken finger or something. How do you use the microwave? What?
What? So they all sleep in the same bed and they make her go in another room.
Yeah.
And then Katie left her phone in that room because she doesn't want to share the room with her or even go in the room. So Christina Kelly goes to get the phone and she goes in and there Rachel's like galaxy lights
and
Taylor Swift playing.
Yeah.
And she's like, did you come to hang out? And Christina's like, no, I came here to bully you behind your back mercilessly.
Yeah.
I'm Christina Kelly. Like, what do you think?
Yeah. And then they talk about Raquel, like, in her galaxy lights and listening to Taylor Swift. Like, they talk about her like she's, like, fucking, like, Jeffrey Dahmer or something.
Yes,
like, it's the
yes.
most, like, fucked up thing they've ever heard about.
And then the producers, we found out, wake Raquel up and they make her listen to everything they're saying about her sadly at the door, like her little ear to the door, like her galaxy light still
blasting.
Then the next day Raquel is hungover while they drive to Lake Havasu and they're still just berating her and Raquel has a giant panic attack, which she claims is about like being newly single and James being an asshole. And like at this point, like really everybody is so on her side, like all of the podcasts, like all of the fan opinion, like it's very endearing, especially because Lala, even while trying to talk her down, Lala's like, okay, breathe in through your mouth and out through your nose, which is what makes you hyperventilate instead of in through your nose and out through your mouth. And she's like, I'm feeling worse. And they're like, oh, oops.
I'm feeling worse. Pull over. Yeah. I literally feel like I can't breathe. And it's like, yeah, you can't.
You can't. She gave you the wrong breathing instructions. And Raquel is the type of girl who needs to be told how to breathe.
Yeah.
So we talked about this earlier. Do you think that it was about Tom, the panic attack? It was just too much.
It's about
to hold the secret.
It's about Tom. Don't let it be about Tom. It's about Tom. But which Tom? You know?
Ooh, yeah. Yeah.
Because probably honestly, just. Maybe Sandoval, yeah, that would be the obvious choice, but also just, like, maybe she just felt really bad about, like, this whole charade that she's been pulling, like, making out with Oliver, making out with Schwartz, like, but she's being in love with Sandoval, like,
it's a lot. She's weaving a tangled web, and she's one dumb little spider.
And she hasn't slept, and she's hungover.
Hungover. I don't even need an excuse to have a panic attack when I'm hungover.
Yeah, like, none of that is good for anxiety.
Yeah, or sitting next to Christina Kelly.
Or just driving to Lake Havasu. Yeah. What are we doing?
Yeah, yeah. It's I guess it's like it's still kind of pandemic, so it's still kind of like low rent trips.
Oh my god.
But they go to the cabin, and Charlie meets up with him. I think Charlie had a good season. For her, they all go to dinner, and all of the girls are ripping Raquel a new one, except for Charlie. Like they're like, what she said offended all of womankind.
Yeah, and it's like, and then you know. Like, Lala slept with James while he was with Raquel and she was with Randall. Like, none of these people are, like...
can really talk. I mean, especially Lala.
Yeah.
Like, And finally, Raquel grows some balls and says that to her. Mm-hmm. And it really, it does take her, like, you know, a good 20 minutes to get a sentence out.
Yeah.
She's like, you know what, Lala? I am the one who shouldn't trust you around my man because you slept with my boyfriend. And then
I know who she sounds like, kind of. She sounds like Katherine Hepburn in her later years. My friend, like, that's what she sounds like.
Yeah, I mean, it is, like, I feel bad. My sister is a speech pathologist.
Listen,
and she's very, like, because I do think it's a kind of, like, thing that it's like a.
She just kind of
she needs speech
and Catherine
therapy
Hepburn,
for.
She love.
Had Parkinson's. I do love Catherine Hepburn.
Oh, she did.
Yes. Sherry Pye in season 12 of Drag Race, who is a predator, did an impression of Catherine Hepburn and got scored. She was almost at the top for Snatch Game, which I find very mean spirited. Anyway, honest, innocent mistake because Catherine Hepburn.
She had a transatlantic accent, but on Golden Pond, was she in
made her waver.
Anybody see that movie?
Yes, it's so Jane Fonda and her
Jane
dad
Fonda,
talking about their real life troubled relationship. Oh, it's so good. We have the oldest reference. Why don't we do a movie about like AMC or like a podcast about AMC movies?
Wait, Lauren,
like classic
don't.
Movies.
That's foreshadowing because I'm going to talk about that. That might be foreshadowing for my oral exam.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I'm excited.
It's going to be good.
So after Raquel tells Lala off, like she and Charlie leave dinner, they go and have a dance party in her room with the galaxy lights. She's accepted. And then the next day, Charlie's like, fuck that lip balm girl and her dry ass hair, Christina. And she and Raquel leave to crash boys' night in LA that Sandoval threw for Schwartz. It was kind of his boy version of like the single ladies party.
Yeah.
No girls allowed except Sheena, only boys.
Yeah.
And they said, we're going to crash. And leaving everyone to sit at like Havasu in bad vibes and later go to a bar and try to pick up gay guys.
Yeah, like a honky-tonk or something.
Yeah. La fucks La Don, whatever. Yeah. We don't care about that stuff. Let's focus on the Sandoval.
Yeah.
So later, Sandoval will claim that at that boys' night, mm-hmm. when Rachel and Charlie show up, he said that's the night their emotional affair started with him and Rachel. But you can tell, like we talked about, you can tell from the way he looks at her.
The way he looks at her.
They'd fucked. They'd fucked, mm-hmm. baby. Like, they were like.
And they were in love at this point. Oh my gosh. They were in love. Like, she, you know what? It was like she had a panic attack and she was like, I just need to get back to the guy that I love. Like, I need to be comforted by him.
I think so too. Oh, and okay, can I admit something?
And now we said it.
Can I admit something even darker?
What?
I find Sandoval so hot.
Do you have sex with Chelsea Light?
No. Worse. He reminds me so much of like this guy I had a huge crush on in high school. And he's just, you can tell he's just like,
I don't know.
Fucking, this current season, he is like a grotesque cock demon. Like,
I don't know.
During season 10, yowza.
I don't know.
I'm proud of this, Michelle. I'm not proud.
He's no Robert Redford. Okay, ladies.
He's no young Henry Fonda.
He's no Ted Turner. The former head of CNN. Turner.
Classic movies, TCM. Mm. And he was the one who wanted
Time Warner, I think.
Casablanca. Mm. Oh, Time Warner. Mm-hmm. They don't make billionaires like they used to. Just a strapping fuck of a man.
Those were men. Back when men were men, you know.
Before they started wearing high heels, am I right? This is taking a turn. So
they fucking.
So, and then James has to leave boys' night because he's been so frustrated and fixated on Raquel flirting with Tom Schwartz that it makes his new girlfriend, Allie, feel weird. And so because she's there, he has to leave.
Right.
But Sheena keeps encouraging the Raquel Schwartz thing to happen. It's a very fake storyline. Yeah. And Katie is really annoyed with her because it goes against the one rule. But in Sheena's defense, behind the scenes, Brock, who we've said many bad things about, because America felt the same way.
Yeah.
So they demoted him to a friend of, so she can only shoot scenes with other cast members. So, like, even though this season it's her wedding, like in like the next couple episodes, but she still, they won't shoot any of her wedding festivities, of which there are many. She has a rehearsal for the rehearsal dinner, like after party. Like, there's so much stuff going on, but Bravo won't shoot any of it unless there's like other cast members there. Mm-hmm. So she kind of, in Sheena's defense, she kind of has to meddle, otherwise she won't get any camera time.
Right.
Other than that really disturbing scene of her and Brock, where it's a checklist of things that Brock forgets to do and that Sheena likes him to do, like take out the trash and brush your teeth.
Yeah, because he doesn't have a job. You know what I've always said about Brock, though?
Hates to see him go, love to watch him leave.
No, I haven't said that, but I might start. I've always said, I'm famous for this, don't demote him, deport him.
Oh, yeah, that's your catchphrase in your Brock routine. Amen. Well, they will get divorced, and then he will
get
deported. Because he's not going to get a job, a work visa before
Teresa
then.
Teresa Giudice's husband did.
Yes. That's what you said about him.
Yeah.
You said, Juicy Joe, don't demote him. Deport him.
He's no friend of mine.
So Katie is really angry. She sends a bunch of mean texts to Sheena. Sheena uninvites her to the wedding. And at a pool party, Raquel finally stands up to Lala and calls her a bimbo mistress. While Schwartz and Sandoval scream at Katie for being emotionally entitled, for not supporting Raquel and Schwartz making out. Maybe it would have been a good season. It's so stupid.
So funny. Like, it's so ridiculous. And, like, like, Lala getting mad at Raquel because she's, like, she thinks that Raquel's, like, dressed like a whore because she's wearing high heels with a bikini and, like, a sarong. And when Raquel's, like, you're mean and you're a bully and you're a bimbo mistress, like, Raquel's, like, I'm sorry, but your vagina's in my face. Like, Lala has been the most vocal on this show about her sex life, how
now she's she's slut shaming.
She wants to dress.
When she, like, got, she was the one who went
she's
top.
She's shaming like, Raquel. Yeah.
She's such a hypocrite. Yeah, but honestly,
she's like, she's like, yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah. But yeah, she did go topless. And like when Katie's like, I'm uncomfortable that you did that in front of my fiance, Lala, like, she also has a panic attack and calls her mom.
Yeah, she really is continuing the cycle of abuse.
You loves it. Loves it.
I also love the part before the pool party where Sheena's like, oh, no bikini for me. I'm not ready. And, yeah. And Raquel just doesn't say anything. She's like, yeah. Like, you are a bitch for that.
Actually, you know what? That's probably the worst thing Raquel did all season.
Yeah, that is so harsh. Like, you know, but you know, she's the girl who it's like, if you're like, oh my God, you look amazing. She's like, thank you. And doesn't say anything back
to
you.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, she's so that
exactly.
girl.
Exactly. Oh my God. The worst thing to do to a woman who was like postpartum. Like, yes. Oh my God.
And so, having like postpartum OCD.
Like, yeah. Oh my God. And like Raquel's out here with her like vagina sarong. What a bitch.
I know I look great. Okay, so the Toms are really hard on Katie here so much that Ariana is like, Sandoval, like, stop screaming at women. do you find Katie sympathetic in this season?
Yeah. I mean, like, it's like, it's not actually, at the age they are now shooting the show, it's not that much to ask that your ex-husband doesn't hook up with somebody on the show because that might be kind of embarrassing for you.
Yeah. And like, you know, I think her problem is she trusts him every time. So every time she's just as hurt that like when he is intentionally doing stuff to make her look bad on camera. And but he's smart. Like, he knows how to push her buttons. Mm-hmm. And like, if honestly, like, if Scandoval hadn't happened, I think Katie, you know, everyone would hate Katie even more.
Yeah.
But instead, it really exposed his pattern, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And then it makes you feel bad for Katie kind of all the way back. Like,
yeah. Well, yeah, he fucking poured beer on her in Cabo. Like,
yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, I mean, he was never like a nice guy,
awful.
But he was always acting like a nice guy. Like, after his first seasons of being such a vile misogynist, he started this, like, oh shucks.
And I'm so innocent. Like, you know, like a little kid, like, oh, well, you know, you didn't know what you were doing. It was a bad thing. But like, even early seasons when he'd show up to serve when Katie was working and she'd be on break, he'd be like, I did cheat on you. Sorry, Bubba. And then she has to go back to work.
Yeah, he really played it like he was kind of she was abusive and he was reactively abusive. But now that we see more, it really, it seems the other way. I hate to throw out terms like that, but he reminds me so much of an ex-boyfriend I had who was like, everyone was like, him? He's such a, he just seems like a nice, goofy guy who doesn't have any friends other than his girlfriend.
Do I know him?
He reminds me of, can we bleep this or cut this? But he's so much. This season I saw it. I was like, oh my God.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, because I never saw that way.
Yeah, he is real. I mean, it's the covert, you know.
Jason,
game.
Just bleep the name.
Yeah. Or don't bleep it. Fuck him. Okay, so Katie and Sheena's feud continues because Katie has already booked her room at the resort for Sheena's wedding and her travel. Mm-hmm. And one of Sheena's bridesmaids did not, and now the resort is booked. And so Sheena is like, you need to give up your room. Mm-hmm. And Katie's like, tough titties.
Yeah.
No,
I'm
I
on
need
the
to get
show,
paid for this
stupid
episode.
Moron. I have to be, like, she's probably like, can't say it, but wants to say, like, I'm contractually obligated, Sheena.
I remember, God, it like takes me back when all, like, it's so sad that these are my memories from like this month. But like, I remember like the bridesmaid who did fuck up, she posted this like really long story where it was like, so here's what happened. I had like one of these rooms, but accidentally they put me under the wrong room. Da, da, da. But even then, even as obsessed as we were, everyone was like, even on Reddit, we're like, we're not going to read that. Like, this is too much.
It was so much information. Coming at me, at everyone, all at once.
All the time. Especially because, like, well, we'll get to it later.
Yeah.
So, okay, Sheena's clearly in the wrong for this, right?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. But I'm so glad she did it. And
me
I'm so
too.
Glad Raquel went up to Katie about the pool and all of that. That was great.
It was all great.
And then,
yeah, so Sheena...
Yeah, and then Sheena, like, that whole situation, Sheena's like, it was just a joke. But I'm glad Raquel did it.
Yeah, at Sheena's wedding, like,
joking,
she goes
though.
Into Christina
I didn't think anybody
Katie's
was
going to
do it.
Yeah, at Sheena's wedding, Raquel goes into Katie and Christina's room and is like, actually, this is like the members pool that's by your room. And Sheena would prefer as the bride that you not use it. And they're like, what?
You can't use the preferred pool.
Like, okay.
Because you're not invited to the wedding and it's just kind of rude. It's like, this is the rudest thing I've ever seen.
Yes. Then she like went and had sex with Tom Sandoval that night.
Like behind like a dumpster somewhere on the resort or something. Ugh. Probably the same resort. They probably went to a different resort, like that one that Schwartz disappeared to a few years ago.
Yes, the classic other resort move. These guys use all the same playbooks.
I love it.
They're cheating. It's so good. Okay, so Raquel and Tom Schwartz at one of the wedding nights. It's like, you know, that's 12 so days long. Of wedding.
I know.
So they kiss. Everyone freaks out. And it's also like repulsive as a viewer to watch.
But a lot of people like clap and cheer.
Yeah, but like they couldn't see it up close like us where it's like Michael Jackson kissing Lisa Marie. It's like something.
Wait, are you talking about Schwartz and Raquel?
Yes.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Michael Jackson and Lisa Marie. Remember their music video?
No, I haven't seen it.
Yes, you have.
I don't think so. We'll put a link. We'll put the video on our Instagram.
The people are thirsty for that.
Yes, give them what they want. It's so weird. Like, it's just such a clearly weird moment that the next day they can't even keep up the charade and they just like decide to be friends.
Yeah.
Katie, James, and Lala are especially horrified, upset.
Well,
pissed.
We need to talk about what happened after. Well, when Raquel goes and tells like Tom and Sheena and
Tom, at a bar.
And like that scene, Tom slaps her on the ass.
Yes, eagle-eyed viewers watched that part, and Raquel's in, like, a little white dress. He slaps her on the ass, and then we find
Ariana's
out later.
Right there,
obviously thinking nothing of it.
Yeah,
we'll get into that later, but she, Raquel later admits that was the first night they had sex. He was drunk. She brought him into her room, and then they went somewhere and fucked because the cameras taped her that night in her room alone. Their timeline still does not add. I'm like, I still want to know what the fuck is going on. Like, I still feel like we've not gotten to the bottom of this, but
yeah, we'll never get the truth.
I know. I wish Sherlock Holmes.
You know who could figure this out is Megan King.
Megan King
Edmonds.
She's been doing a lot of work with the Post lately, I feel like.
Yeah, she has. And her psychic has been doing the most.
Yes. Well, psychic wasn't
wrong. She
wasn't
wrong.
Wasn't wrong about Kate Middleton. Okay. So Sheena reveals at her wedding, she and Brock already got married a year ago. So Brock could get like her health insurance visa, whatever.
Funny. Like, thanks for coming to the wedding, but like, we're actually legally married.
To do it the day before, and everyone's got to be like, oh, that's great. We love that.
why are we, like, doing, like, all of, like, the bachelorette party still and, like, the, all the shit?
I mean, it's already, like, a second wedding. Like, whatever. Yeah. For both of them.
Okay, quick sidebar. We can cut this. But do you remember? Okay, so Carl and Lindsay were supposed to get married in Mexico.
Yes. I was hoping you would bring this up, actually.
Sheena and Brock. They still went to the resort. Which a lot of people did. Kyle and Amanda went. Carl's mom went. Like people were like, we paid for this.
But then Sheena
gave an error, talked about it on her podcast or some publication, maybe the Post, maybe the Mail, and said that like it was so fun because she felt like she finally had a honeymoon with Brock.
Oh my god.
Call it a honeymoon when it was supposed to be somebody's wedding. Is
wild.
I love her so much.
I know. It's very much like when they almost co-opted James's engagement for their wedding.
Yeah, and to make it their own wedding. Yeah.
They're all about a deal, you know, and I love that. She's financially savvy.
She's doing so well. You're doing amazing, sweetie.
So Schwartz continues to terrorize Katie. Earlier he'd gone on a divorce date where he took her to a really nice restaurant.
Yeah.
And then
like
after
Bubba
making
dinner. We're still Bubba's.
And she's like weeping the whole time. And then after he kisses Raquel,
yeah, she's
he says,
like, he's never
this is giving
up
me
for me. And he's like,
ugh. Yeah, and then like a kissing recall, he's like, this gave me the balls to finally tell Katie she's a bitch. It's like, we've seen you call her a bitch a lot. And she crashes her dinner with Christina Kelly and eats a piece of sushi off of her plate. And that's when I knew. That's when I knew. It's all his fault. Like, all of it. So they get married and whatever. And then back in LA, Ariana's dog and grandma die back to back while Sandoval talks a lot of shit about her behind her back to Schwartz about famously how she doesn't buy batteries or toilet paper or make him dumpling lattes and is condescending and doesn't have sex with him enough.
Yep.
And we later find out that Rachel and Tom had started hooking up when Ariana put her dog down and had sex in their house while Ariana was at her grandma's funeral. Yeah. So clearly, and you guys are probably well-versed in Scandoval.
Clearly, it's a fairy tale.
One moment, see that everything they wanted is right in front of them. They did the right thing. Clearly, this is a motif in the for Tom. This is his whole MO. Mm-hmm. He did the exact same thing with Ariana and Kristen. When he was dating Kristen, he started cheating with Ariana. Yep. He got caught and confessed to just a makeout and just one time.
Yeah.
And then made Kristen look like the crazy one.
Gaslit her. Yeah.
And he says a lot of the same things about Ariana that he did about Kristen. She's irresponsible. Mm-hmm. He has to take care of her. Mm-hmm. When even back then it was clear the door swung both ways because like she had to answer his emails.
Yeah.
Like that's like an assistant. That's like and stuff.
Yeah,
you know?
I'm not doing that shit.
Fuck no. And so, yeah, so he really thought he was pulling one over on the viewers, on Ariana, on everyone, and was going to make Ariana like the bad guy. And then he and Rachel could be like, we just made out one time, but we couldn't help it. We fell in love, and announced it like 2 weeks after he and Ariana broke up.
Yeah.
Which I think, do you think that even would have worked? I don't think so. I don't know, but then look at production. Like, I think they would have pushed it hard.
I don't know. I mean, they were really in love. I mean, I can't imagine like doing all that they did to cover up this affair. But they were so brazen about it too. I mean,
I think it's drugs. I think you fall in love with anyone when you're drunk all the time.
Trust me.
Like, I've fallen in love a lot.
Yeah. It was weird. Also, like this season, like she's like all, like suddenly drinking Coors Lights. Like, huh?
Yeah, it's all very him. And also, like, Tom talks about how Ariana never wants, like, Ariana's like, I will sleep with you more if we can spend quality time together.
Which is not, like, a weird thing to want. Like, it's like, yeah, if we're not spending quality time together, like, going to dinners, like, watching movies, like, you know, you still have to,
listening
like,
to music.
Yeah, you still have to, like, kind of, like, date your partner, you know? Like, it's not just, like, hooking up all of the time.
And I think he's just never home.
He was never
home.
Like,
with the restaurant and the touring with his shitty band.
With Raquel.
Yes, with Raquel. We'll get to that. And we got his definition of quality time is dropping acid and watching the sunrise.
What a fucking nightmare.
Because I think that's what he and Raquel did. But like, he thinks drugs is love.
Ugh. Yeah, he's a rock star, though, baby. So they're a little different than you and I.
Yeah, God, his band.
Oh,
I mean,
my God.
We didn't even get into it, but it's so
pathetic.
I don't
want to.
It's like, yeah, just that it's an 11-piece band is crazy. That's all I have to say, that he pays all 11 of them.
They
like,
still toured during Scandoval.
Yeah, and he was like, I had to for money, but they were all empty concerts, and he's paying everyone. It's like, why don't we put it down to, like, a 3-piece?
Yeah, and everyone...
Why 11?
And then everyone that went just, like, booed them.
Yeah, yeah, and like someone made a big banner that said, Tom, pay your mom back for putting her 401k into your shitty restaurants.
Ugh. What a time. What a time that
what
was
a time.
In history. They'll put that in the history books.
I hope so.
The books that I will read.
Yes, I'm reading House of Hilton right now, by the way. Actually, I'll save it for the oral exam. Okay, so like Michelle said, quality time to Tom is dancing at the Abbey, and Allie tells people she noticed Tom and Raquel dancing late at night at the Abbey after Guy's night a few weeks ago. Sheena and Ariana say they trust Raquel. Sheena said she has slept with her husband and Raquel in bed, and she wouldn't care if they slept in bed alone together.
Sheena.
This sparks a lot
of questions
and a lot of rumors and nastiness
about the husbands.
About the husbands.
You know, about, Sheena knows
think Brock had sex the husbands. With
Sheena knows how to make a statement.
She does.
That is memorable and delusional.
Delusional,
but
perfection. Yeah. Perfect. And, yeah, cause, I think, a lot of,
uproar.
You know, uproar and a lot of, like, backlash and a lot of, like, making her look, mental health problems
like,
worse.
Yeah, and like, also just making her look, like, totally inept.
Yes. Like, but also, it's like, that's why everybody was saying that Brock and, like, I think there was even a blind item that Brock and Rachel had slept together.
Yeah,
and so, like,
I saw that.
I don't think he would.
No.
But, like, I think, you know, there was definitely, everyone was saying
you
that
don't think
he
went down and
No. I mean, he does, like, pick her up a lot, but that's just, like, Australian handshake. Mm, like, that's what they do. Mm-hmm. They pick women up all the time. Australian Love Island.
And what's an LA handshake again?
It's going down on a woman.
Oh, okay.
While you're in a relationship.
Also, while you're also a woman.
Yes. Yeah, and dating someone, seriously. Okay.
In their marital bed.
Oh, but that also brings me to the other rumors that were going around during this time. Like, there was a lot of, like, speculation. Did it start with a threesome?
Yeah.
Rachel and Ariana and Tom.
Yeah.
And on the show.
They had an open relationship.
There's a lot of people talking about, did they have an open relationship?
Right.
Ariana squashes that. But there's still people wonder later in the series, did Rachel think they had an open relationship
mm-hmm.
when she started banging
mm-hmm.
Tom? And Rachel even says later that she thought that maybe they could be a throuple.
Right.
Which.
But do you remember who this season, who like the biggest gossip queen about Tom and, Raquel was? The dead man himself, Ken.
Oh, yeah, tub. Kim. Oh, yep, here it comes.
Zanzibul in the hot tub with Raquel.
Zanzibul. And again, this is a motif. As we've gone back and studied the season, we've noticed pretty much every other season, if Ken isn't getting enough airtime, Lisa will trot him out to kind of like half asleep deliver a major plot point. Like in an incomprehensible accent. Like, and this was no different.
Holding a dog.
I heard Tom and Raquel in the hot tub with Tom Zanzibul. And then he gets his SAG insurance and he's good for the year.
Oh my God. It's so good.
It's so good. And Rachel comes to work looking like a bag of wet shit, as Lisa says. She asks about the hot tub with Tom Zanzibul because Ariana's out of town
uh-huh,
at her grandma's
uh-huh,
funeral.
Grandma's dead. You know, like, you know what, guys, respect. When someone's at a funeral, okay?
Yes, if there's one thing we've learned from this podcast.
Yes, please. It is.
Have respect for the dead.
Have respect for the dead. Unless you don't know that someone is at, like, a funeral, then tell
yeah.
them, like, it's an emergency 911. People we have never met are having an affair.
I love you.
Stop what you're doing. Eulogy ends now. Tom and Raquel have been having an affair for 7 months. It started at Coachella. I will never forget you.
Imagine if I'd been like, guys, I'm sorry. Since I have a microphone, I have to tell you something.
I would want to, if I was at that funeral, I would have wanted to know.
Beep, 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 beep. I interrupt this eulogy for special bulletin.
Ball and Raquel.
That's Enzible. Oh my God.
Oh.
Oh wow. Oh wow. So yeah. So everyone. Rachel. Rachel.
Rachel. Rachella. That happened last
Rachel.
Season.
She continues to deny it, but in one of the creepier scenes, she buys a lightning bolt necklace on camera.
Yeah. She's like
$500.
Yeah, she's like with Charlie and she's like, should I spend like this much on it? And Charlie's like, yeah, go for it. It's do it. So
now,
weird.
Lightning bolt was a symbol that it was like Tom and Rachel's secret symbol to each other. Like in Instagram
yeah.
posts where she would wear a Tom hoodie, she would do
mm-hmm.
lightning bolts.
Mm-hmm.
People initially before the season aired thought it was a symbol between her and Schwartz.
Yeah.
But we started to realize the lightning bolt necklace that she wears in a lot of pictures with him, it's a symbol of we're fucking and your girlfriend is right there.
Okay, but also that sweatshirt with the lightning bolt, the Tom Tom lightning bolt, like that night of all this that happened, like on Watch What Happens Live, she gave that sweatshirt to Andy.
To Andy.
It's in the clubhouse or something.
It's they really didn't like grill them on that enough at the reunion. We'll get to the reunion. Yeah. It has its highs and lows. Oof.
Yeah.
Okay, so I've got to say, oh, yeah. So everyone goes glamping for Rachel's birthday, mm-hmm. and she cries a lot mm-hmm. about how she's lost because she's aged out of pageants, yeah. and Tom and Ariana are her best friends. Yep. Tom gets her an expensive pair of sunglasses mm-hmm. from both of them.
He paid for them, unlike other people passed on this show.
Yeah. Not naming names. Jokes. And then Katie and Ariana at the end of the season have a party for the opening of their sandwich shop, Something About Her. Mm-hmm. Both Toms are chartreuse with envy because they still have not opened Schwartz and Sandy's. Mm-hmm. Rachel grills in another very creepy scene. Rachel grills Ariana about their sex life on camera.
Oh my God. That was like scary, the way that she was like talking about it. Yeah, I'm asking Ariana the questions. I'm like, you are fucking insane right now.
On camera, dude. I mean, I would get it if she was like, maybe like trying to see if they were still mm-hmm. having sex because Tom is a liar and he right. was telling them they,
right.
telling her they weren't. And she finds out at the reunion that they did start having mm-hmm. sex again and is really upset. Like that I could get, but the fact that it's
on cam, yeah.
camera,
like
dude.
The way that the questions that she's asking about the sex life, it's so weird. She's like, no, you just need to be having sex. And like, you know, it's not good that you're not. And it's so weird.
It's so weird. Even Andy Cohen himself, and he's seen a lot,
yeah, he's seen
was
a lot.
Shocked.
He's seen Bethany Ever After, baby.
He's hung out with John Mayer. Like he's seen some stuff.
So has Sheena.
Katie's mom comes to this too.
She's everywhere you want to be, you know, like a Visa card or whatever.
What's so funny is she's not like one of, like, she's not like James's mom.
Or like
who is
Stassi's
like,
mom.
Yeah, who are like pieces of work and, you know, they love being on TV. Yeah. She's just like a regular
yeah,
Midwestern
mom. She's so
mom.
Nice. She's got like her little bangs. She's like,
yeah,
hi,
she's
everyone.
Just so
yeah.
No plastic surgery, just a normal yeah. lady. And then Rachel somehow gets in a fight with Katie's mom
oh my God.
And Tom Schwartz.
Oh my God. Yeah.
And then Rachel interjects into a Sir Alley fight mm-hmm. with Schwartz and Katie. Mm-hmm. I've got to ask you, did the sequence kind of make you sad about what a power player Rachel could have been on reality TV?
Yeah. Like what could have been?
What could have been? I mean, man.
Yeah. Bravo really fumbled the bag here.
I'm so mad at Baskin. They mm-hmm. should have valued her more.
Yeah.
Like,
Don't let them get help.
Don't let them get help. Well, I mean, well, here's the thing. It's really giving me like Harry and Meghan, the whole Rachel thing. Cause it's like, yes, she did need to go to the mental health facility. And she did like, you know, need to get sober. She's celebrating your sobriety.
Yes.
That's great. But she's still like in the same interview about her 1 year of sobriety, she was talking about how she accounts, or she follows all these accounts that think she's the hero
yeah.
of Vanderpump
yeah.
Rules.
Yeah.
She does a podcast about every episode.
Yeah.
She's suing Sandoval. It's like, mm-hmm. she really wants to keep controlling the narrative.
Yeah.
And I wish she'd come back on season 11 once she was feeling better. I really do.
Because
I think she wants to be there.
I feel like she's going to. I feel like they are going to...
I don't know. Baskin is pissed.
You know what? But they're going to realize, like, this show is done. We have to do something. Like, there's probably an amount of money they could give her. Because guess what? You know, Bethany Frankel said she was done with Bravo forever. Not recently. But when she, like, left after her horrible spinoff show, she went back on Housewives. Like, I think there is
yeah.
a number that you can give somebody that you really want back, and they'll do it.
And then also they could get her to drop the lawsuit.
Yeah,
against them
exactly.
too. I hope that they do that. I really
think it's the
do.
Only thing that could really save the show.
Yeah. I mean, just because, like, we're, you know, about to get to the fallout and the reunion, and everyone is so, like, spitting mad
yeah.
at Sandoval. And then this season, they've decided, since we don't have Rachel back, like Baskin said, this season will be about Ariana
not
being a bitch.
Being a bitch. But really, get Rachel back and...
So then they could have just filmed together. It could have been like the flop show. Like the, yeah. you know, Vanderpump Rules is like a show that does well when there's two groups. Mm-hmm. And there's like the outcasts and then there's like the cool people. And then the outcasts, sometimes there's group events, but the outcasts, you know, they're over there flopping and then the cool people are being cool. And it's like, that's what the season should have been.
But it wasn't. But we have the Valley.
So back to the good season, back to season 10. So after the Something About Her party, we flash forward to March 3rd. Ariana has called cameras. Everyone is being filmed again. Now is B-list celebrities. The Scandoval has broken out. It swept the nation. Everyone is drinking a lot of bourbon and mm-hmm. talking about what happened. Ariana gives a magnificent performance. She breaks his penis flute. Tom is furious at her. It's so mm-hmm. the first scene is the two of them, and Ariana is furious. Tom is furious at her.
Yeah.
He cannot bring himself to cry or apologize. Yep. He's blaming her. Yep. It's crazy. He's talking about how in love with Rachel he is. Yeah. Like, it's crazy.
Do you remember even on Instagram? Like, he posted from the Schwartz and Sandy's account. Where he was like, I'm sorry to my business partners. Like, I'm sorry to the fans. Like, he apologized to literally everyone but Ariana.
I laughed out loud watching this because right after the scene where he's just yelling at Ariana, furious, he goes to Schwartz's house and immediately starts bawling and hugs him and apologizes. I was like, oh my God. Like, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. And then Schwartz is like, well, you need to apologize. You need to post an apology to distance yourself from the business. Does it instantly. Yeah. Like, this guy is fucking
He's like, we're canceled. Like, this is bad. Like, we're canceled. Sandoval, this isn't good. We're canceled.
Yeah. I mean, I really think, again, like, Schwartz was mad because Sandoval's taking him down with him.
Yeah.
Which and Schwartz could have not been loyal. He could have been like, yeah, that was shitty, you know? Like, but Sandoval has so much dirt on him, too. Mm-hmm. It is like a Mexican standoff with these fuckers. He had to go down with the ship. And I really don't think that the restaurant suffered that much because of it. I think something like this is the best thing that could have happened to a restaurant. I think really my working theory that we figured out last time is that Greg wanted like a tax write-off.
Greg,
like, he wanted the restaurant
Greg
to fail.
He fucking hates them.
He hates them. Yeah. He either like really thought that they were a classier level of celebrity than they were, because he does have like an upper echelon of clients at his other restaurant or his like coffee shop. Or he was like, this was like a sir kind of thing or like a Villa Blanca and he wanted to set it on fire for the insurance money.
Well,
that's really what I think.
Yeah. He's, you know, a masochist for getting into business with these people.
But I just don't like, because I, you know, went there in July. It was like packed. They had a wait list. I mean, it was really bad service. Mm-hmm. Like we went outside and we were like, yeah, we'll order drinks and appetizers. No one ever came. Mm-hmm. Like it was like a shit show, but it was like, it was packed. There were celebrities there.
You saw Stassi.
There was a line out the door. I saw Stassi. Cameron Esposito was at the bar. Like, it was, you know,
Business
was booming and I don't think it would have been otherwise. That whole thing, again, I will never get the truth, but I want to know what the fuck was
going on
in Sandy Stone.
Yeah.
Why aren't they shooting there? Whatever.
They're shooting. I don't know. Greg didn't want them to.
That's
the dumbest thing ever.
It's so stupid. Anyway, Sandoval ends his not apology tour with Lisa, who assures him he's a good person.
Oh my God.
And I think Lisa, we talk mostly about Schwartz being unmasked mm-hmm. in this, but I really think that, like, even though we'd all known Lisa is like kind of playing 4D chess and a producer and a shitster, this is when really people turned on her mm-hmm. for being such a misogynist, basically.
Well,
favoring the boys so much, like production.
She must have been thrilled. She knew the show was dying and this happened and it gave it such a big life.
Of
course she loves Sandoval.
She wants to reward them. It's the same as James. Like, he's, you know, he's her golden child because he's such a shit show.
Exactly.
Like,
he saved the show.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, of course she's mad at Raquel.
mad. Yeah.
So then finally Sandoval meets up with Raquel and it is.
Oh my God. The galaxy lights are on.
It is very awkward. No one's home. They're like, you know, drinking beers, doing shots. You kind of get an idea of what they were like together.
Okay, and she's like smiling the whole time and she's like, this is so bad. like, yes.
Oh my gosh. That scene made me crack up too. She was like, I used to be like so kind to everyone. And then I guess I started doing things for myself and I might've gone a little too far. I was like, yeah, you think?
Yeah.
Like, Jesus Christ. Yeah. Slapped him while grandma was out of town. Yeah. Like,
oh my God.
I might've been a little selfish.
Oh my God. And then he says something like, he doesn't say I love you, but she thought that's what he said.
Yes. He's talking about his parents and he says, they love you. And she says,
I love you too. And he's like, I said they love you, but I love you.
And they're like, ugh.
They, so
like,
weird.
And then she also, Rachel claims,
I don't
want to
kiss
scene,
on camera.
She claims that in the scene, it's hard to imagine with the timbre of the way the rest of the scene had been, but maybe that's why it's so awkward. She claims she was recorded non-consensually by Tom. The FaceTime that Ariana saw, she had no idea it was recorded and that they had talked about it during that scene. But Bravo cut the footage on Tom's request.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. I remember this now. Mm-hmm. And it was like a big deal. And then they said that Tom only agreed to come back this season, or like he agreed, but he got to be a producer or something like that.
Yes, which was like, that part is bullshit. Like, and people were still thinking maybe he really like is.
Yeah.
Maybe she was less complicit and like feeling sorry for her. And they're like, but maybe he lied and said that because he's not a producer. But then the way the season is playing out, I kind of think he is like secretly a producer.
Because it's so bad.
It's like the Forgive Tom show and it's like a shit show.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I can see his ideas in the mix.
Yeah.
Like,
it's painful. I can't watch it. Sorry.
People have said the last episode is the best episode so far. I preferred the Sheena crying about Dancing with the Stars episode.
That is funny.
Okay, so then after that, Rachel turned off her phone and won't talk to him or anyone else for 2 weeks before the reunion. She goes dark.
Yep.
So that means he can't plan his lie stories with her.
Or timelines and everything.
Timelines, everything.
Receipts,
so the reunion is...
Timelines.
Screenshots.
Everything.
The reunion is insane. Ariana looks incredible. She's in a revenge dress. Rachel has to spend the first parts in a trailer.
Oh my God, that was like the best part. It was like 15 feet away from Sheena. A trailer.
Yes.
15 feet. And like Sheena's like drinking a White Claw and like eating Doritos.
Yes. It's
like,
just so funny.
Like, just so mad. She's just like, oh, what a bitch.
because Sheena again is still claiming that she didn't hit her,
she
just
make
pushed
a close
her
fist with those nails.
She can't make a fist with her nails, but she's clutching that White Claw pretty hard. And it's just so funny to cut to see the reactions, like to see Rachel's reactions to the first part of the reunion.
The reunion was so crazy. Okay, Tom Schwartz like throwing around a bottle of Xanax.
Yes.
What is going on? It's like hot potato.
Andy couldn't really corral it, which was frustrating because we were left with so many questions.
Yeah.
We catch people in multiple lies, like Sandoval and Schwartz, immediately their timelines aren't straight. Schwartz knew about the affair before Tom said the affair started, but we can't even dive into that because James and Lala keep getting out of their chairs and screaming at people. James leaves and goes to the bathroom to cool down like 4 times.
Yeah.
And Ariana is actually encouraging the jumping in.
Yeah.
So we don't really get to any nuggets, but it is, oh my gosh, I remember Cam walking in while I was watching it and he laughed and he goes, that guy is fucked. Coming at him so hard.
Oh my God. Oh God. Even like when Ariana's like, you know, Tom's looking at Ariana and she's like, you can't look at me. You can't look at this.
Yes.
It's like, whoa.
And what becomes very clear is like Sandoval, like Ariana is very smart and Sandoval is very dumb. Like he cannot keep up with.
Yeah. The thing is like everybody, obviously, especially Ariana, everybody made so much fucking money off of this, except Tom and except Raquel.
And he's furious.
I would be too.
Yeah.
Lala said that she was able to put the down payment on her house in full for her Palm Springs house with what she made off of the Send It to Daryl sweatshirts.
Wow.
Yeah.
But I also think, like, Sandoval, it's like he's too dumb to figure out how to monetize it.
He doesn't know how to, like, brand anything.
Yeah. And then, like, you know, anytime he would do any, he puts his, like, whole foot in his mouth, like, when he goes on podcasts, his stupid podcast.
Oh, my God, yeah.
His interviews, he just, like, he's just so
He's such a shit. He, like, he's stupid. Not apologetic. He's still shitty to people.
He won't apologize. And what really... Well, even Andy Cohen is like, now you've gone too far with the misogyny.
Yeah.
Is that he says he can't help cheating on Ariana because she's such a bitch and like she wouldn't have like sex with me. And then, and she's like, but we did start having sex. And he goes, oh, she kept her shirt on. It was really hot. Oh.
I wanted to like kill him. What a fucking thing to say, especially knowing if you've watched the season from the beginning, there is a season where Ariana talks about. She doesn't feel comfortable in her body. She dated somebody who shamed her and she always felt uncomfortable with sex after that because she didn't feel like she loved her body. And then like Tom made her love her body and feel special. And like they started having sex again. So for him, like it was especially dark that he said that to her, knowing her past like body issues.
Yeah, it's he comes off
really
terrible.
Not great.
And, like, really has since become a shell.
Yeah.
But he still had the breath of life in him at this point. I did not find him hot during the reunion.
That's
he was starting to transform into, like, the cock ghoul he is today.
Yeah. No Cary Grant.
Yes, especially when during a break, he screams at production to give him time alone with Raquel with no cameras so that they he and her can get their story straight. But they refuse to stop filming. Yeah. And he like throws like a little hissy
while
fit with
a cigarette. Yeah.
Best things happen with the cigarette in life. And
is there anything better than watching a Bravo celebrity on the show smoking? It's the greatest.
It's better than smoking a cigarette
yourself. Yeah, it's so good. Like when you, like, oh, like Lisa smoking a cigarette and that horrible trip to, what is it, Puerto Rico?
Puerto Rico with
even
the tabloids. also, Rachel also drops the assault charges on Sheena during the reunion.
Yeah, and Sheena's crying.
What's your favorite part?
Sheena crying.
Reunion? Sheena crying. She loses it.
Sheena
so
crying. I can't beat your fist. I'm a mom. That was great. I mean, honestly, this is so stupid, but it probably is just like Tom Schwartz pulling out like his Xanax and just like
playing like hot potato, like tossing it around.
So silly. Or, you know, it is funny like when James and Lala keep yelling and like James is like, you're a woman with a mustache now.
Yes. It was like, it's not satisfying in terms of like the timeline still does not make sense because. We'll get into what Rachel says afterwards. We'll get into the timeline later. But it's still the chaos. It's just like, it's just jam-packed.
Yeah, Andy could not control these people.
No. He's like, sit the fuck down, James. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, he's like, stop. And then, like, Schwartz is in the corner, like, juggling Xanax.
Yes. And James is like, you ugly motherfucker. And then Andy's like, I'm an ugly motherfucker? She's like, no, I'm talking about that ugly motherfucker.
Yeah. Like, it's crazy. And like Sheena's watching this from a trailer.
My favorite is Rachel watching from the trailer.
Yeah.
And Tom Schwartz like talks about like they're talking about how sick it is that like that Sandoval set up like Schwartz to kiss the girl he's fucking
his
and rooted
friend.
For it.
Yeah.
And Schwartz was like, well, I don't know, like the kiss, I did like, you know, it did like make me feel empowered to give me my mojo back. And Rachel in the trailer smiles. And you're like, okay, she needs to go to the asylum.
Yes.
She's straight
to the asylum with you.
Yeah. Okay. And then even more asylum behavior is at the end, after the reunion. They had been teasing that there's a big surprise. Big reveal. They also teased that like two people you wouldn't expect would get in a fight and then like no one gets in a fight. So we didn't even want to believe them, but this actually was pretty juicy. Rachel has a talking head sit down with the production.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever happened to Baby Jane smiling?
One of our classic references.
Yes. And she admits that the affair, like coyly, like I was just so drawn to him and he called me beautiful. And, you know, when I went home with his parents and they're like, so it seems like you're admitting that it happened more than one time. And she's smiling and she's like, no. And she's like, they're like, but it's you're by not saying it, you are saying it. And she's like, I'm just such a bad liar.
Yeah. And I can't.
Like, really? You are a pretty good liar.
Yeah. I can't hold it in much longer. It's like, Yeah, Raquel, everybody hates you. The whole world is like, you're a home wrecking whore.
Yeah, and she's just really doing this like pageant act at the beginning. I hate lying.
Yeah, I didn't know. Like, it'd be so bad. But I didn't want to go against the one person that like still talks to me.
So, yeah, she finally breaks into tears and admits that Tom told her that they needed to lie about the timeline because people would hate her so much for hooking up with him during Ariana's grandma's funeral in their bed. But public reception of Raquel starts to turn and people feel sorry for her because it seems like maybe, like, oh, definitely
Tom's a master
she was groomed, manipulated. Yeah, yeah. And
with women, like with every woman he's been with.
I mean, as someone who like dated a lot of guys, you know, guys who like, you know, when I was in my, you know, teens and 20s, who like kind of were older and kind of groomed me and were kind of sleazy, I wouldn't call it abuse. I was still a willing participant.
No, like, I'm not saying he's grooming. Like, I'm just saying, like, he just does this. Like, he just gaslights.
This
women feel like weird. Like, because he did it with Ariana too. I mean, not just cheating on her with Rachel, but like, she knew about Miami Girl and she was just like, I'm just gonna ignore it. We're together now. I love this man and I'm gonna defend and protect him.
Defend him so much that she wrote a blog about all the reasons.
Why? Yeah. Bring Miami Girl back. She'll save the show.
Yeah, that would, throw every, like, this is your life of all the people that they cheated with. Like, that should be the last season.
Vegas Girl,
A retrospective.
Yeah.
So then she checked, Rachel, after this, immediately checked into a mental health facility, which she needed
really
to.
But she was still sending postcards to Tom. Okay, so Ariana said on Watch What Happens Live that, like, because she was talking about, like, they were still, this was, like, a while ago, that she was still living with Tom, which I guess she still is. I don't know. I don't care.
I think she is, but she bought another house.
Would get mail, like, because from Raquel, or Tom was getting mail from Raquel in this wellness facility she was in. And, like, she sent a postcard with, like, nothing but lightning bolts on it.
And Tom apparently sent her like a light that she could use, like where they could like stream different light colors. Their love was so light related, whatever. She says that Tom like said she had to send a postcard and not a letter because I don't know why. And then like she said that he would definitely intercept it. See, that's the thing. I want to believe Raquel, but just like a lot of her stories seem like real bullshit.
Yeah.
But she's also so dumb that it's like she, I don't know.
But I also feel bad for her.
I do feel bad for her. And like, you know, I think it would be hard probably to, for her, I think that she, here's how I feel about her, Schwartz, although Schwartz is a little bit smart, and Sandoval. It's like, they're like teenagers, right? We call them narcissists and abusers and all that, but really it's like they're, Schwartz I do think is an abuser, but they really are like emotionally stunted. They're like teenagers, and they've finally been confronted with the idea of like, they are not who they think they are. Mm-hmm. This thing they've been putting on for the world is a lie, but they've bought into it so hard, they can't let go of it. Rachel will always think she's a victim.
Right.
She'll never be able to let go of that, and she'll always be shouting to everyone who can listen, believe I'm a victim, so it feels real to her. It's just very millennial. It's all about branding.
But it's also,
like, they can't let go of their
branding.
But
it also might be, like, a thing, like, the only way that I can feel better about myself if I think that I was, like, the victim in all of this. Otherwise, I will just be like, I'm a monster. What have I done?
But I honestly think that really speaks to our culture. I gotta say,
the culture.
Like, I think that people like see everything in very black and white now because like the audience, people online see things that way. They read it, and so the only way they can have compassion for themselves is if they have someone to blame everything on instead of just being like, I'm a human being. I do good stuff. Like I, you know, make a podcast with my wonderful friend. I do bad stuff. Like calling Michelle about Tom and Ariana at my fiance's dad's funeral. You know, it's like, it's all,
I didn't know it was a funeral.
I was saying I was bad.
No.
I was bad.
Oh yeah. But I also know that you did tell me, I don't know. I thought maybe it was over. Look, it's not great.
No, but I'm making a bigger point on like, I do think that there's a reason that this like, and the fallout continues to like really entrance us all. Cause like, you know, none of us probably like.
Honestly, it was like our Monica Lewinsky. It was like our Monica Lewinsky scandal, really, for us.
I agree.
It was so. Yeah. It's. I still am like. What? Like I think about. I'm like this is so insane. I can't believe this happened.
It happened. Yeah. And it's like happened. And this podcast is our star report.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that's a Ken Starr reference.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Just for all the Ken Starr
girlies.
All
the star heads. Star high brides.
Is there like a subreddit for Ken Starr? If there is.
Where my Linda Tripp girlies at?
Yeah, it would be like, who's Linda Tripp? Schwartz, but he never like ratted anybody out, but he knew about it.
He's better
than Linda Tripp in that way. Where's my Drudge report? That's when it became big, was the Monica Lewinsky trial.
I actually didn't know that. How far it's fallen.
Mm. Anybody still read the Drudge report? Send us a DM.
Oh my God, hopefully not.
I don't even read it.
I mean, it's like an alt-right rag now. Okay, speaking of things that should have ended sooner, do you think that they obviously they wouldn't because of the ratings, but do you think after Rachel said she wouldn't come back, should they have ended this show on a high?
Oh my God, I thought you were going to be like this episode. It's really, we're at an hour and a half.
Oh, shit. Okay, well, this is the end. We're wrapping it up.
Yeah, what? Yes, Rachel should have ended it sooner. Is that what you asked? Sorry.
No. No, it's when they found out that Raquel wasn't coming back.
Yeah.
Should they have ended the show? Or should they?
They should have taken a longer break.
Yeah, I agree.
Well, because everyone was doing stuff, especially Ariana.
Yeah, I completely agree. And then I think they could have gotten their, like, Ariana's a bitch plotline if they'd waited, like, 6 or 7 months and she'd done Dancing with the Stars and stuff. Like, then, you know, if she still was that mad, they could have, you know, made her, you know, the villain woman who was scorned like they do every season. But it just doesn't work.
Right.
It's not hitting for me. Okay. So let's get to the theme. I'll give you three options for theme and you can choose one.
Okay.
So one is a white nail polished alcoholic leopard can't change its spots.
Mm-hmm.
One is it's the harsher viewer theme. You lose them how you got them.
Oh, okay.
And one is, what makes a true reality star is someone who can't take responsibility.
That one.
Yeah,
I agree. That's what makes them great.
That's the trick.
Mm-hmm.
So lots of motifs, meta reality, cheating and blaming the woman, cheating and making the story less shitty, like only confessing to a little bit of it. James drinking again and being a manic asshole while he's drunk truly every season.
Oh, God, yeah.
The incompetence of Alex Baskin because this season would have sucked without Scandoval. And symbolism, obviously, the lightning bolt. And then Ariana in her revenge dress. Mm-hmm. Even Andy says she's becoming Princess Diana, which I would say she is now.
He's like, I'm even feeling something. He said that at the reunion. And it's funny because he's gay, you guys.
Oh, my gosh. Maybe she'll press charges like Brandy Glanville for sexual harassment.
Even Brandy.
This is the first time we've ever had this part, but awards.
Oh,
this is the first season of Vanderpump Rules nominated for excellence in editing.
Yeah, for an Emmy. And also it should have been nominated for so many Emmys. Just even season two. How dare they?
Yeah. They've been snubbed for too long.
Snubbed.
This season is not going to get All right. Well, let's wrap it up. At the end of every show, we do oral exams. It's a 1-minute essay on any topic in pop culture that's on our minds. Michelle, I'm really excited about yours. You've teased it a little.
I know. Would you like to start? Not bad, but okay. It's controversial, but it's been on my heart and on my mind.
Yeah, let it out, girly.
Okay.
This is Michelle Baber's oral exam. Your time starts now.
In this essay, I will prove that going to the movie theater is so dumb and nobody should be doing it. And I'm not really sure why people still do it. Number one, it's like, okay, people are like, oh, especially during like award season, like, oh, I'm going to go watch 12 Years a Slave. But then I'm also going to like buy snacks, like party foods and like watch this while like I'm watching, like eat this while like I'm watching 12 Years a Slave. Like that's like sociopathic behavior. Number two, I need subtitles. And the only way I can get that in a movie theater is if I see a foreign film. And guess what? I'm not going to do that. I need subtitles. I need them for fucking everything. And I don't get that when I go to the movie theater. Number three, I hate the smell of popcorn. And guess what? Even if I'm not eating it, it's fucking everywhere. I can't escape the smell. I feel like Charlie for that.
10 seconds.
Number four. Okay. People like, oh, you want to go on a date? Let's get dinner and a movie. Like, why am I getting like dressed up to like sit in the dark and like watch a movie about the Holocaust? This is like the worst experience. I'm sorry, okay. Nicole Kidman.
Okay. Okay. So I'm going to give you an A because you made some really good points about the subtitles.
Yeah.
And I do think it's like a bad first, well, date activity because you're just not really interacting that much. Right. But here's the thing. I love movies so much that I'm about to go on a trip to New York with my fiance and my stepson. And like, I am so bummed that we're going to have to do stuff the whole time. Cause really, if I went back to New York myself, all I would do was go see movies in like all my favorite movie theaters.
What?
Back when I had movie pass.
I don't want to walk in there.
Oh, it's like, I love, I've been to a movie with movie you. Theaters. Yeah, it was fun.
The last
it was bonding.
Time I saw a movie was with you. It was like that. It was not, what was the, a Megan?
Megan.
It was about
yeah,
Megan
it was
Markle.
Right before...
it was awful. Like, she did some really
no,
fucked
it was
up
great.
Shit.
No, but we, no, that I liked was a the fun movie, bonding experience. It was high camp. It was interactive.
No,
we were all laughing
fun.
As a theater.
Also, it's like, guess what? I need to pee. And I have, I'm, like, okay. I'm not holding it for 3 hours. And then also, you know, I'm not done here, Lauren. Also, if okay, I'm watching, okay. like, a really depressing movie, I need fucking time. Like, I can't watch it all in one sitting, okay? Like, stop the movie. I need a mental health break. I can't do that if yeah. I'm at the AMC theater. I don't care about your fucking ad, Nicole. Tell the truth. Tell the truth. Show what's really going on as a viewer. Stop it. You stop it.
Okay. Fair. I am with you. I think the key to getting people back in the theaters would be subtitles. I really think it's that. Yeah. Okay. So I just realized we also took no breaks during this.
I know. It's the longest. It's because we talked about on Golden Pond.
Yes. That's what put us over the top. All right. So I have 60 seconds on the clock. My time starts now. In this essay, I will prove, even though House of Hilton is a really... terrible book. Like, honestly, like, everyone had told me it was bad, but I was like, I haven't read in so long. Surely I won't even realize. Already, I like could tell, like, they had the wrong dates on movies. Like, it hasn't been fact checked, spelling errors, like, wildly bad. It still really reveals a side of Big Kathy where it's like, why didn't Kyle make that the show, the real Big Kathy, instead of American Woman? American Woman is nothing like Big. First of all, Big Kathy looks like Abby Lee Miller, okay? Second of all, she was like a sociopath who like conned 4 men to marry her. The second one, he was he already had a family, and she drugged and beat up the mom and then almost threw him down a flight of stairs. I mean, it's so cinematic. Like, that would actually be a good show, not one. 10 seconds left, canceled after like one season, and she shouldn't have gotten Alicia Silverstone to play. She should have gotten Abby Lee Miller. Because Kathy is a dead ringer for her, and that's time.
I would go to the theater for that.
Yes. That's like what we really need, like a Hilton sisters.
Maybe there hasn't been anything compelling to watch.
Yeah, that's the problem. But what if we get like some real great concepts, great ideas?
Where are the filmmakers to make this movie? Where are my Kevin Smiths at? Where are my? Anyway, that was fun. Yeah. We had fun.
That was fun.
On account of many people's horrible deeds and traumas.
Yes. Yeah. I really, it's like, I'm still, you know, like how method actors, they like go into a role and they're like, I'm still trying to shake off the character. I feel like that with Scandal. It's like, I'm still trying to shake it off.
I don't think I'll
like
ever shake it off. Like that dude who played Elvis, he's like, still has the accent. What's his name?
Yes. Austin Butler.
Yeah.
Or Yul Brynner, where he like thought he was the king of Siam for years.
God.
It'll be like that, but less racist. okay, guys, thank you so much for listening. We love you so much. Make sure you follow us on IG at Bravo_breakdowns. Same on TikTok. Email us at bravobreakdowns@gmail.com. And so we are contemplating doing a Summer of Below Deck instead of a Summer of Roni.
Or a Summer of Sopranos.
Summer of
Maybe
Sopranos
we'll do
will
Patreon.
Be Patreon next year. Yeah. So yeah, just wait. And would you buy into a Patreon first?
Yeah.
Just give us feedback. We miss hearing from you guys. We haven't heard from you in a while. Send us an oral exam. We love you.
Bye.
Bye.
These girls are having a breakdown. Bravo breakdowns. These girls are going insane now.